Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What is a law enforcement firearms and driving simulator? How does God lead a man who spent 20 years working on security with General Motors as a training officer to start a nonprofit organization that brings more people to the Lord Jesus Christ? This is the story of Gary Godbey. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know the one who loves you and knows you. That God loves you so much. He died on the cross. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Today, the living Christ calls you to himself. My friend, would you, at this moment, during this time, open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? I know you might be saying, Danny, you don't know what I'm facing. You don't know what I'm going through. And maybe so, but I can assure you of this, that God knows and God loves you. No matter what you've done, where you've been, where you are right now, there is always hope in Jesus. Gary Godbey knows about that experientially. He was the president and one of the founders of Proclaim as One Incorporated. Their theme, One Hope, One Voice, called on Gary to use over 40 years of experience in the sales industry, including his appointment as president and CEO of Enmark Incorporated, law enforcement technologies, and sales director of HealthX, Inc. Gary now works with Life Without Limbs, the ministry of Nick Vujicic. Gary serves as director of field operations in prison and school ministries. He's married to Betty. They have 5 children, 14 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Gary, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you very kindly. Nice word. Thank you.
Gary, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small town called Pendleton, Indiana. It's about 30 miles northeast of Indianapolis.
Pendleton, Indiana. Tell us more. What was it like for you growing up there?
Well, it's a real blessing. It's a small community. Around 2,500 people live here. I played all kinds of sports. My whole family did, my brothers and my uncles before that. So we were well known in the community. And being through sports in the state of Indiana, if you played basketball, then you were well known in that area. So we were blessed to be able to play ball and get to know a lot of people, and I cannot believe how blessed I've been all my life. So,
What were your sports, Gary?
Basketball and baseball was my two main sports.
Mm-hmm. And what positions did you play?
Well, I played pitcher and first base and baseball. And then basketball, I played, I was point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up playing in the military, too.
So when we talk about Indiana, that's the land of the Hoosiers?
That's the land of the Hoosiers. You got it.
Who influenced you most there in your earlier years growing up?
Who influenced me the most?
Yes.
I'd say my parents. My dad was a disciplinarian, but with love. He saw to it that we did the right things, and he followed us to make sure that we did the right things. And he was just a huge influence on my life. Even though he wasn't raised in a church and didn't raise us in a church, when he got ill, at 51 years old, he got cancer, and ended up accepting Christ just before he died. And that, I was 27 years old at the time, and that just had a major impact on my life, you know, seeing my dad on his deathbed and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ was a major, major thing for me.
Let's spend a few moments here. A turning point, it seems, in your life. How did your dad's transition, your dad's moment of faith, how did that impact you and your relationship with God?
Well, I think you have to go back a little bit further than that. Back when I was 24 years old, I married for the first time and married a high school sweetheart, and she got sick on her honeymoon and ended up 2.5 years later passing away. My pastor of the local church, that's when I started going to church full-time. My dad was right by my side, and for a long time, my dad and I never got along at all, but this really brought us together. So we both, through that hardship and that hard time, and even the day that she died, my dad was right by my side. And, you know, we our bond grew a lot stronger at that time, and praise God that it did. And then when we had the opportunity to, you know, I started going to church all the time. He started seeing what I was doing, but also wanted to know more himself. And then when he ended up getting sick, 2 years after my wife's passing, my dad passed, and less than 2 years. And I think that, you know, being able to experience that together and the whole gamut of things together really strengthened our relationship together, but it was Christ the one that the center of the whole thing. He's the one that put us together, and he's the one that healed it and made things go forward. Forever grateful for that time.
So Christ bonded you together, you and your dad.
Absolutely.
What was it? Maybe we can go a little deeper. What was it about your relationship with your dad at that time? I mean, seeing with your wife's passing, when you were recently married at 24 at that time, what was it? What qualities were there between you and your dad that Christ allowed to come to the surface in a much more special way?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question because I've thought about that a lot over my life, and I really believe that what God did, my dad and I were quite a bit alike. We were both go-getters. We both wanted to do things our way, and most of our conflicts is because I wanted to do it my way, and he wanted me to do it his way. And then all of a sudden, when you know, there was a trial in front of us, and that trial happened to be my wife, and the, you know, I'd at that time, you know, that was back in 1972. Well, in 1972, you know, we didn't have insurance and stuff that paid for all the bills and all that. So at one time, I owed quite a bit of money to the hospitals and it cost me $200 a month for medications for my wife. And my dad was right there to help me. You know, he knew I was working two jobs trying to make all this work. But he was also right there to help me anytime I fell financially, and help me get through it. Even later on, you know, when I had more things happen in my life, he was there. So it showed me that, you know, there was something about both of us that was so much alike that God wanted to show that. And through the hard times with my wife, I got to see it firsthand. I got to see how strong his love was for me, but the love was so strong because of his love for Christ at the time. And the last day that he was alive, I was the one fortunate enough to stay with him all night that night. And I called the family in later in the morning that day when he passed. And I know God allowed that to happen because of the healing that we had, and I got to be the one to make the final call to the family. So it's you know, when you have things like that happen in your life and you don't sit and really think about them a lot, but then now you look back on them and God is so powerful and so strong and he loves us so much that he allows us to really heal inside and he allows us to feel his presence and allows us to love him so much that the all of our pain, it doesn't really go away, but he makes it tolerable. And he allows us to handle those situations. And he doesn't only just help us through them, he carries us through them. And we don't realize that until the end comes, and then you realize how much he was present of all of that. So I guess that's the best way to answer it. I hope I answered it.
Gary, you're describing an experience that comes from your very heart. I might even say it comes from your gut. You're talking about something that people, whether they can identify it or not, they yearn for reconciliation. They yearn for healing with a mother, with their mother, with their father, with their brother, with their sister. And often, God uses moments like how you described, your wife's sudden, unexpected illness and her passing, to bring you and your dad together in a way that you probably could not have imagined. My friend, today, as you're listening to Gary Godbey, joining us from Indiana. Gary has experienced the love of God, and it's not just in words and phrases, happy sayings. No, this is at the gut level. This is at the core of who he is and who he's become because of the love of God. Perhaps today, as we go to our break, you're wondering, could God do that in my life? Could God administer something even close to what Gary has described? My relationship with my mother or my father is so frayed, Danny. You have no idea. Well, perhaps in Christ, a door could be opened. Hope fill your heart through a renewal in your life that is beyond anything you could ever imagine. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Gary Godbey.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It is a beautiful and enduring thing, a legacy, really, when a father and son, a mother and daughter, when lives are brought together as one, even through points of conflict, points of strife, brought together as one in Jesus Christ. Hey, we all have personalities, don't we? We have our own inclinations, and some of us have a strong will that resists what others may want or what others may prescribe. And yet somehow in the midst of that strength and even adverse conditions that are often caused, there can be healing through Christ. Gary Godbey experienced that with his dad. His dad passed on, went home to be with the Lord, but Gary really carries the legacy of his father in the Lord Jesus Christ. And today he serves as director of field operations in prison and school ministries with Life Without Limbs. You may have heard the name Nick Vujicic. Nick is an international speaker of great renown. His message, his testimony has compelled hundreds and hundreds of thousands, yea, millions all over the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find out more about Life Without Limbs, lifewithoutlimbs.org. Again, lifewithoutlimbs.org. Gary, Before you came to where you are now with Nick Vujicic, you did work involving security with General Motors as a training officer. What type of work did you do?
It was plant security. Each division of General Motors had their own security departments, and I trained on CPR and first aid type training because they run an ambulance service, and I happened to be a tech trained in that. So I got that job, and I traveled around the Indiana area, different plants, and helped train officers how to save lives and minister to people injured and sick.
Now, what are law enforcement firearms and driving simulators?
Well, that's a good question. General Motors decided they was going to do away with security department across the nation, and so I was going to be losing my job. And through my training, I come on different companies that have different products and services that they offered. And one of the companies I come across was called the FATS system. It was FATS. It was Firearms Training Simulators. And so I checked into it, and I found out that only the big departments around the nation could afford to use these systems. So I got through my prayer time and that. I asked the Lord to help me find a way to move forward with that and help as many people as I could. Well, I ended up buying my first firearm simulator and rented it to departments around the nation that couldn't afford to have their own. And we went from first year I had one simulator, and then a two-year period, I had three simulators, and we was in 35 states. And so Christ was really, really moving us forward. So then I found another company.
Hey, Gary, we need to pause here. I'm trying to imagine what this is. I hear the word, but what does it look like? What does a firearm simulator look like?
A firearm simulator, is a 10-foot movie screen, and it plays scenarios on the screen, such as bank robberies, car stops, somebody comes out with a gun, number of issues that police officers across the world have to deal with. And when they come out, the officer has a gun that has a laser insert in it. this laser insert, if you fire at the screen and you hit the person in an area that's lethal, he falls over and the scene's over. You're saved. In some cases, he'll pull, looks like he's pulling out a gun, he's pulling out a flashlight. And so if you shoot, then you're wrong because you shot somebody with a flashlight. So it gives them case scenarios they have to train on, and they have to make responses within 5 seconds. And that's the reason it's so effective, is because we, you know, give guys an opportunity to live real-life situations without being live, without being live guns. So that, and then also we started driving simulators, but you sit in a capsule that actually had a driving station, and you had scenes that projected around you of different scenarios with traffic, where you have traffic stop, the person runs from you, and you're having to make a chase. And you have to make decisions whether to continue the chase, whether you let the person go and call somebody else to help block traffic and that type of thing. And so that's basically what the two things were.
Someone today might be listening. Maybe a person of a younger generation might be saying, hey, that sounds like a... like what I see when I'm gaming, a video game type of experience.
Absolutely. There's a lot of games around now that are similar to and a lot of them are kind of copies off the simulator that was developed down in Atlanta, Georgia. And, there are a lot of kids, younger kids would really relate to it a lot more than older folks.
Mm-hmm. So... It sounds like a breakthrough, because you did touch on some financial challenges early on, heavy bills, medical bills. Your dad was there standing with you. How did this opportunity that you took, the idea that God gave you, open things up for you financially to begin to do other things in your life and in your career?
Well, number one, you have to have faith that God's the one to put you there, and if you have that faith, then you go out and you sell yourself to financial institutions to help you move forward with these projects, and that's basically what I did. You go in and you sell yourself, and then those organizations support you or don't support you, and in my case, they did support me, and that's how we moved forward with it. There's nothing easy about this process, but the good Lord shows you ways, and He gives. I've always said most people go out and they try to find a relationship with Christ just by reading the Bible and understanding what the Bible is trying to tell them. Well, if you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, that's why I tell everybody to find that personal relationship first. Let Him come into your heart, and let Him lead you. And then once you get that personal relationship, then you can make all kinds of decisions based on what He's leading you to, because you know how to read what He's telling you. Mm. And so many people, not everybody, but a lot of people do it just the opposite of that. They get in there and they memorize everything in the Bible, and then they try to relate that to their everyday life. But if you have Christ in your heart first, allow Him to come in, allow Him to guide you, then it's a lot easier.
How did you start... or have the vision for the nonprofit organization Proclaim as One?
I really kind of started when I was doing the simulator, the company. I had 7 employees, and so I had time on my own to do some other things. And I, my local church area, I would have these churches. I'd bring in singing groups and, just a lot of different things. I just that. And so I got other churches around the area started working with me. So the pastor of my local church, he saw what we was getting accomplished through, just doing things on our own. He said, why don't you, get the churches to work together and do something big, something out of this world. Well, I guess that you're right. So I prayed about it, and, Father, what do you want me to do, and how do you want me to go about it? So he gave me the idea that if I could get local churches to come together and have an Easter service. An Easter service is their most important day of the year when they have the most people come in. But if you get them to say, okay, we're going to close our church doors. We're going to go to a location where we can all come together. We can all serve in the same place and close our doors and have somebody come in with that work. So that first year, got a couple of my buddies decided to help me with this. And the first year, we had three churches decide to do it. We did the high school gymnasium, and we had the Indianapolis Colts football team's chaplain come and be our speaker. And it was just an overwhelming success. Well, once the local churches heard about what we were doing, now they wanted to be a part of what we were doing. So I started looking online. I found Nick Vucic online, and I contacted him, asked if he would come the next year and speak. And he said that he would. Well, by the time he come, that was in 2009, by the time he come, we had 14 churches working with us. We had to use the high school gym, plus we had to simulcast it into the cafeteria as well as the big auditorium that they had. And we had over 10,000 people in two services, and we had over 1,100 people give their life to Christ that year. Mm. So that was the start of Proclaim, and that was the start of going out and doing things with Nick, and that was the start of we just kept getting bigger and doing more things, and finally we outgrew ourselves, and that's when I started working with Nick full-time.
What a beginning. And here you are working with Nick, as you say. Perhaps today, as we listen to Gary Godbe share his journey, maybe the Lord is whispering an idea to you, maybe inspiring you to think more broadly, to enlarge the place of your tent, as it were, in terms of your vision and your idea, to begin to dream big beyond what we can do, but something that God can enable to materialize. When we come back from our break, more from Gary Godbe. He's talking about Life Without Limbs, the ministry of Nick Vujicic. You can find out more at lifewithoutlimbs.org. Again, lifewithoutlimbs.org. Imagine that. 1 year, three churches. The second year, 14 churches. Two services, over 10,000 people attending, and 1,100 people give their lives to Jesus Christ that day. A moment of decision. A moment of the decision that changes the course of your future. More from Gary Godbe when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me call
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you hear Gary Godbey talk about his firearms and driving simulator, a business idea that he conveyed to finance companies, and they stood by him, and it grew and grew and grew and grew to 35 states across the country. And you might say, Danny, that's what a story that is. I know we talked about his dad, we talked about his first wife, and his life has been seemingly smooth sailing, sort of like a Zamboni machine on an ice rink. That Zamboni machine comes over, and after it does its work, the ice is just spotless, sparkling, peaceful looking, even smooth sailing. What about over time? Did Gary experience times when the ice started to crack, when there were moments of nicks and cuts and trips along the way? Well, we don't know. I'm going to ask him. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Gary Godbey of Life Without Limbs. You can find out more at lifewithoutlimbs.org. And if you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, hey, you can get this program in its entirety. It's a gift to you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Download this podcast, and like I always say, share it with a family member or friend. Hey, Gary, was it always Zamboni-style smooth sailing along the way, or did you experience periods of discouragement, even in business, even in the Proclaim as One ministry?
Thank you very much for that question. I don't want anybody to ever think that everything's a bed of roses. Because it's not, and you're tested. You know, anything that's done good, the devil doesn't want that to happen, so he's going to do whatever he can to discourage and to move you in a different direction, and that happens on a regular basis. I was telling you about the company Enmark, and how well the company went. Well, you know, we did have a major slide. In 2001, everybody knows when you say the word 9/11, everybody knows what that is. 9/11 is when they bombed the World Trade Center. And everybody around me thought, boy, your business is really going to boom now. But what happened was just the opposite of that. The funds that I was paid through the government agencies was what they called a discretionary fund. Those funds were made available to people like my company to move forward in different things, you know. And all of a sudden, when that 9/11 happened, the president interacted with a state of emergency, and all those funds went into an emergency fund and come away from discretionary fund. So there was no money to pay me. We had, at that time, $500,000 in debt. And, you know, where are we going to go with this? And we had contracts that were booked 18 months in advance for all seven employees, and went down to zero just overnight. So you're faced with a very big decision to make. You know, what do we do with the company when we don't have funds coming in to pay for all this equipment and pay for all these employees and make things go forward? So that's when you really turn it over to the Lord, and you don't try to make decisions based on your what you think is the best idea. You listen to the Lord. And I felt led to keep the employees working, whatever I had to do to keep them working, because they're the ones that made it, and the Lord's going to give that to me. So we did, and finally got to the point where we just couldn't go any longer. In 2005, we ended up having to sell the company, ended up having to file bankruptcy. So there's just a lot of funds there that we just didn't have the money to pay. But, you know, at that time I prayed, you know, Lord, I don't want to file bankruptcy and not pay people I owe them. So I was allowed to make payments on that debt, and without having interest, you know, running up on me where I could never pay it. And the jobs I started working from that time on, you know, I made really good incomes, and I was in sales and was always one of the top salesmen. And the Lord gave me that ability to do that. And a big prayer from that that I'd like to explain to everybody is this last June the 15th, I made the last payment on that debt. And that was not me. And I don't want anybody to think that, you know, I'm a miracle worker, because I'm not. I'm a common, everyday person just like you, just like everybody that's listening. And I got a high school education. God's used me to do these things because I won't quit. I won't ever give up on it. If he gives me a direction, I feel like it's my calling to do what he leads me to do. And I don't give up on that because it belongs to him. It doesn't belong to me. And when you finally get to that point in life where you can really say that and really believe it and really live it, then your life changes. The inside of your life changes. When I say the inside, it just absolutely changes like you would not believe.
So. Gary, somebody very dear to the Lord, they might not even feel very close to God right now because of their circumstances. The level of stress may be through the ceiling, figuratively speaking. Discouraged, yes, discouraged exponentially. But you know what that's like. A word of hope to this dear friend listening to us right now. What do you believe God would have you say to them?
I think the biggest thing is, like I stated earlier, is find a way, and he'll help you find this way if you seek it. Find a way to have a personal relationship with him to where you can have him come into your heart. You can actually see his face. You can hear his voice. You can feel his comfort. You can feel him touching you. And when I say that, you know, that's not as if God sits beside me and puts his arm around me and is my buddy. No, if I allow him to come into my psyche, I allow him to come into my spirit, and I allow myself to be controlled by him. Most of us try to fight things that, you know, we try to control it ourselves, and we want to push things ourselves. God, here's how close God is. For each one of us, he's a prayer away. And no matter what we do in life, all we have to do is ask for his presence and ask him to come into our life, and he will. Without hesitation, he'll always be there, and he'll be there every time you ask him. You just have to ask.
So they say, he or she says right now, I'm open. I'm on my back. I've hit rock bottom. Where do I go from here? Gary Godby, can you guide me? Can you lead me on what to do next? You say pray. Maybe I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to put those feelings or thoughts into words. How do I pray? Gary, what would you say? What would you do? Can you lead someone right now?
Oh, yes. Thanks for asking it that way. The way that I had to do it, because I'm not highly educated. I don't pick up things in the Bible like most people, like ministers do. I don't memorize scripture, and I don't do all those things. I had to find a way to allow my insides, my body, my soul, be a part of his. The way that I do it, the way I recommend it to everybody, is just sit in the quiet area by yourself. Just sit on the desk, or sit on your chair, or sit on your bed, or get on your knees is the best way, and just allow Christ to come into you, and just tell him, just ask him, Lord, come into my life. I want you to control my life. I want you to love me. I want you to be the one to give me answers, and I want to listen to you, and I want to hear everything that you tell me to do. I don't want to make decisions anymore on my own. I want you to make those decisions. And it'll be amazing to you how that will start changing. You cannot go back to where you were before. Once you completely give yourself to Christ, you can't go back to the way you did it before. You can't do it. You got to always allow him to be first. No matter what situation you're in, always find your quiet time, close your eyes, allow him to come into your soul, and think of nothing other than him. Don't let any other thoughts come into your mind, and you'll be amazed how that'll change your life.
Gary, before we go to break, I'm wondering, as you've given, shared heart to heart, given from your experience how you have gone forward and how the Lord has worked in your life, before our break, could you just go ahead and say a prayer, a tender prayer for this dear friend of ours right now, and we'll go to break and come back and talk a little bit more. Could you do that? Could you lead us in a prayer?
I'd love to. Lord God, I just ask that you allow everybody that's listening to this service tonight or this message, Lord, allow their heart to be softened. Allow them to have you come into them, Lord, and let you control what they are. Lord, you love us all, and you love us dearly, and there's no problem big enough that you can't handle. There's no problem in the world, Lord, that you can't take care of. We just need to get to our knees and allow you to have it. We thank you so much for the day. We thank you for everybody listening, and allow them to make decisions that are based on the love of you and not on the love of something else or somebody else, always for the love of you. And we ask all this in the name of your Son, the sweet Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Gary. And when we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Gary in our final segment. And by the way, if your heart has turned toward the Lord God, even as Gary described and as Gary has prayed, my friend, we believe God is bringing people into your life to encourage you. Perhaps they're already in your life. You just haven't recognized them quite yet, but they're there. Or perhaps maybe the Lord will bring someone in a very special way, unexpected, but indeed by God's divine plan. When we come back, I'll ask Gary about his passion. What is God leading him to do in this season of life, perhaps even with Nick Vujicic? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is calling you. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, Gary Godby mentioned that when things got really tough, I mean really, really tough, we're talking $500,000 in debt, and it took years to pay back. And he could have chosen a different route, but he ended up paying back. In fact, he finally paid it off fairly recently. But he talked about not giving up. And that's a resurrection quality that comes through faith in Jesus, who lived, died in our place, was buried, and rose again from the grave. How can we stick with something even when we run out of ourselves? It's because of resurrection power, resurrection strength to not give up. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Gary Godby joining us from Indiana, the land of the Hoosiers. He's joining us. He's with the ministry Life Without Limbs. You can find out more about Life Without Limbs and Nick Vujicic at lifewithoutlimbs.org. Gary, what are you passionate about, most passionate about, in this season of your life in ministry?
Well, the best answer to that is my passion is to help Nick and Life Without Limbs reach as many people for Christ as possible, to help change lives for the good in Jesus Christ, not in the sense of being a good church member, but being a good Christian. And the way we're doing that is in the prison ministry, for an example. We use word-specific curriculum to help guys understand that no matter what the situation, you can have hope in your life. No matter what the situation, you can have forgiveness. No matter what the situation, you can have freedom in Christ. And your faith can grow no matter where you're at or what you're doing.
Prison ministry. So this is prison ministry and a school ministry. Someone might be asking, because we've said it throughout, Nick Vujicic, his name. Can you give us a snapshot of the life and ministry of Nick Vujicic?
That's very difficult to do. I've known Nick since 2000. I met him in 2008, started working with him in 2009. And it's just amazing. He's one of the most anointed people that I've ever worked around in my life. No matter where he goes, people gravitate to him. People love what he stands for, and people come to Christ through him in the hands full. I mean, dozens at a time. We go into churches, we do events, and we simulcast into other churches. We even have people all across the world who simulcast give their life to Christ.
Why is his ministry called Life Without Limbs?
Because Nick was born without arms and legs in Australia in 1982, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And at a young age, 15 years old, he gave his life to Christ. He felt his life changing because he was now being able to do things he never could before, even though he had no arms, no legs. The first time that he tried speaking was in high school, and the high school janitor told him he was going to be a speaker. He finally spoke in front of a handful of kids, and all of them were crying when he was telling his story. Well, he saw right then the power of his presence, and now if we bring Christ into the equation, that even gets bigger and stronger. A perfect example, back in October of last year, did an event in Kyiv, Ukraine, an outdoor event. They was hoping to have around 100,000 people. They end up having over 800,000 people. They had over 350,000 people give their life to Christ that night. So the presence of Nick and the presence of Jesus Christ leading him is so powerful that people just explode with joy when they hear him speak. So he can't be everywhere. So our desire is to put a lot of the things he does on video, on simulcast, where more people can get an opportunity to see him. by the end of in 2 years, the next 24 months, we'd like to have the prison ministry in every prison in the world. We're already all across the United States, and that's our desire. But also in the schools, can hear there's hope, and no matter what you do in your life, there's hope. No matter if you're being bullied, no matter what the problem is, you can have hope in Jesus Christ. And that's what the next message is. You know, the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus will come back when everybody's had the opportunity to hear his name.
I read recently a statistic that the age or the percentage of young people across the United States is it's about 7.4% have attempted to commit suicide. Here in Hawaii, I read that it's up at about 10% students, young people, who have attempted to commit suicide. When, with such an epidemic, and I know it's not just in America, it's worldwide, perhaps worse in some places, but what does Nick share, and how does he share it that impacts maybe even someone today who's listening, maybe contemplating thoughts related to what I just described? How is hope delivered when Nick speaks?
Well, Nick, number one, when he was 10 years old, he tried to commit suicide himself. He had his dad put him in the bathtub, 6 inches of water, and he had planned on turning over and letting water come into his lungs. He was going to kill himself. Well, the third time he turned over, the picture of his mom and dad and brother standing over him at the grave was more than he could bear, so that kept him from doing it. So best thing to try to tell people is you can't have tomorrow if you don't allow tomorrow to come. So if you go and you get to the point where you want to take your own life, just remember, tomorrow is always better than the day before. And you can't get there unless you give yourself a chance. Nick talks about broken pieces. You can't compare people's pain and people's suffering. So what one person's going through may not be anything to somebody else, but might be the major setting in their life. You know, my pain that I go through is nothing compared to what your pain is. Nick says he'd rather be without arms and legs than to have a family live in a broken home. Well, that's absolutely true. But there's also life in that also. Allows you to grow in the faith of Jesus Christ and the hope of Jesus Christ. And he will always be there for you. You just have to give him that opportunity. Just like I said, give him broken pieces. You don't know what your broken pieces will do until you give him a chance.
So you convey messages like these in schools and in prisons. And today, via this program and this broadcast, into the hearts and lives of people who hear it. A parting shot to someone, a word of hope, a lifeline, as it were, of hope to someone today.
Probably the most important thing that I can say, and it's something I just repeat every time I talk to anybody, is allowing yourself to humble yourself enough to realize that you can't do it on your own, that you have to have something else, and there's no greater something else than Jesus Christ. And if you allow him to control everything in your life will change for the good. If you continue to try to do things on your own, chances are it won't get much better. So always turn to Jesus Christ, no matter what the case or what the scenario. After you get yourself to Christ, find a Bible-based church that can teach you and love you and cater to you, and allow yourself to grow within that church. But always keep that personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
What's your favorite scripture verse, or maybe the one that stands out to you most in this particular season of your life?
23rd Psalm. Lord is my shepherd. I always tell people when I get into the Bible, I don't allow myself to memorize scripture. I allow myself to find scripture that I love, and I read it every day. If I try to memorize it, that's just something I can do. You know, I can do that with anything. But if I allow myself to feel that every single day, allow myself to read that every single day, it is true, the Lord is my shepherd. He will lead me to greener pastures, and he will in everything that we do. So I always use the 23rd Psalm. And there's other scriptures just as good. There's other people who will give you different scriptures to use. That just happens to be the one that, lifts my life every single day. I read it every day. I always tell people that are finding Christ for the first time, if you would force yourself to read the 23rd Psalm, not memorize, read it four times a day, morning, noon, supper, and at nighttime before bed, and make yourself read that every day for 2 weeks, your life will change in an enormous way.
Gary Godbee, thank you. Thank you for joining us today, sharing your invaluable time and going heart to heart with us and with our sharing heart to heart with our dear listeners. We appreciate you very, very much and are grateful for the ministry of Nick Vujicic, your ministry with him at Life Without Limbs. Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much. Exemplary words from Gary Godbee, lifewithoutlimbs.org. My friend, hey, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, hey, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and help us with your finances, financial support, make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Isaiah 30, verse 18, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Gary Godbee, lifewithoutlimbs.org. Until next time, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.